9:30, and an opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time updating you on an upcoming event coming up this weekend, and in to help me out with all the appropriate information. I think you're still board chairman, Ron Adams. Good morning.
Yeah, we're president now for 10 years.
Well, hey, you get the job, you like it, right?
Yeah. Well, it's one of those kind, you know, you just can't give it away.
I understand. Nonprofit world is like that sometimes.
Right.
It is, of course, the 70th anniversary, the Happy Days Festival for the Bartlesville Kitty Park. And before we get into what all's going on, Ron, Kitty Park is pretty unique across the country. I don't remember the number, but again, you can count them, I think, on one hand of kitty parks
like
ours.
We had a news circular that had come out by American Profile that had done a story about the park in 2009, and according to their investigative reporter, at post-World War II, there was over 200 parks very similar to the Kitty Park, and she found that there was only 15 left, and we're the only one that was categorized as being nonprofit.
Yeah.
So they were truly amazed that we still have the ticket prices as low as we do compared to all the others. Most of them are owned by families. Mm-hmm. It's been passed down by generations, and I think the oldest one is in San Antonio, which started in 1925.
Wow.
And, of course, ours started in 1947, so it's a wonderful history to think that our little park now is seven generations.
Yeah, that is truly amazing, and anybody that grew up in town has their story.
That is so true, I tell you, and it's so fun. I meant to see some of these that have come in. You know, when we had the carousel break down on us, you know, here about a year and a half ago.
Yeah,
we got a lot of feedback, and it just proves that, you know, we have a park that has built memories, and I think that's the treasure of it all, because every time you bring it up, you know, that's the first thing that most of the people talk about is they're growing up in Bartlesville and their memory of the Kitty Park.
Yeah, and yes, it has been updated. Yes, you have continued to make sure everything is safe and looks good, but the basic principle of what's going on there and many of the rides really haven't changed that much.
No, you're right, and I think it's kind of cool. One of the oldest rides that we have in the park is still operating from the original park, and it's the boats.
Okay.
And of course, a lot of those rides down there are at least 50 years, you know, minimum. Mm-hmm. You know, so we're trying to do some new things. We're looking at and have started basic construction of a 9-hole putt-putt course.
Okay.
That'll be known as Barnyard Golf. And we just recently have a new ride that is going to be servicing, you know, the park here pretty soon for the little older kids. And it's going to be called Mug's Whirly Bird.
Wow. Okay. Yeah,
one of our well-known families, mm-hmm. Dennis and Debbie Mulgenberg, mm-hmm. Was kind enough to make a really nice donation to help us buy the ride in memory of their son, Greg. And we're just very, very tickled, you know, that they chose the park to help honor their son.
Well, it's certainly, like I said, I did not grow up here, but I can see what's going on. I've talked to families and heard stories. I haven't heard Debbie's, but I'm sure it's similar, that it was just part of the fabric of growing up in town. When you're that age, under 10, it's one of the places you want to go anytime it's open.
Yeah. All you got to do is hear the train whistle across town and you want to come.
Yep. That is so neat. And I know that the celebration, of course, going on this Saturday, 3 to 9 o'clock. And as I look at the forecast right now, so during the day, Saturday, they're saying right now, and I know this can change, 50% of chance of showers during the day, 30% chance for during the evening hours. So at least it's conceivable that you could still have a great day for it.
Yeah, I think so. I think that the weather might be a little bit chilly, but I still think it's going to turn out to be a nice event.
Yeah, and youngsters can put up with nuisance rainfall, I think, a lot more than mom and dad
can. Right, right. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
Of course, you know, if they find a puddle of water somewhere, they're going to have fun anyway.
Sure. Yeah. And
and I've seen that happen down at the kiddie park. They have little puddles of water and end up having a bunch of little ones, you know, jumping up and down in the mud puddle.
Yeah. So. Yeah, the rides are going, but whether there's a line or not, they're having fun in the puddle. So
yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. We just got through completing a project at Deidre Morgan with the Bartersville Arts Center. Got an army of artists across Bartersville that came in and helped us paint the carousel horses. So got brand new paint on them, and they did a fantastic job. So that, I encourage people that really take a look at them, because they're really unique. Every one of them is painted with some kind of different kind of design on it, mm-hmm. and it's really, really pretty.
I think that's what makes carousel horses fun. It looks nice as a picture if they're all the same, but yeah. If you're picking out one to ride, I want mine to be unique.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. Yeah, one of them, I think we've got stars and stripes, and then one of them looks like a dragon, and we've got one that's like an Indian horse with all kinds of decorations on it, but they just several different designs, very pretty.
Yeah, just as a nonprofit, no nonprofit will ever acknowledge they have enough money, but
isn't that the truth?
But yeah, because you're constantly in fundraising mode, and when you have a limited number of days during the summertime to welcome the public in, I think it makes it tougher.
Oh, it does. You know, you have to learn how the system works, of course. You know, and of course during the winter time, you know, we spend a lot of time, you know, trying to repair what we've got or give it a fresh coat of paint and, you know, things mm-hmm. like that. But that funding, you know, you still got to have 8 months there. And so what the park makes during the season just about breaks even. And that's where the donations come in, very important to our operation.
Yeah. Well, again, starts at 3 o'clock Saturday. I'm going to say that it'll be a sunny afternoon and pleasant mm-hmm. conditions during the evening hours by the time we get to Saturday, I'll hope. What's going on?
Well, we've got several different things are going on. Of course, our park magician, David Lay, is going to be doing some magic during the time. And then we've got the Bartersville Fanatic Clowns are going to be down tying balloons and face painting. And we've got several different games that we've got going on with us, and plenty of candy and prizes.
Okay.
And we've got a specially designed t-shirt that we're hoping is going to be ready.
Will it be similar to the sweatshirt you got on?
No, it's going to be completely different. It's going to have Happy Days across the top of it, and then of course it has an art design that a man had created several years ago for a coloring book, it's really a cute one. It's got a whole family inside a roller coaster car. So I hope that everybody enjoys and likes it. It's a good one to pass down.
Well, your roller coaster, I think, is the right size for your riding public. It gives them enough ups and downs and around the corner to be fun, while in the same token, the G-Force isn't so much that they're going to get real scared about it.
That's true. And we still have some adults that like to, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't have any idea that there was a organization for people that love roller coasters, and here a few years ago we had a couple of guys from United Kingdom that came to the United States, and they had been in touch with me and said that they were going to start at the East Coast and go clear to the West Coast riding roller coasters, and they wanted to come and ride our little Fireball. Mm-hmm. And of course we they wanted to know how come we called it that. And naturally, I came up with a pretty good story telling them about how the Oklahoma weather is, you know, here. We never can predict it. Mm-hmm. And we had a storm move in one evening rather abruptly, and out of it come a tornado and sucked the train up into the sky. And the next thing, there was a dead silence, and we started hearing screams coming out, and they dropped the roller coaster right back on the track, and everybody survived.
Wow, great story.
And they started dying laughing, so they even put it on their website. Then shortly after that, the word got out about our roller coaster, and they had a bunch of roller coaster convention, I believe, over in Branson, Missouri. And they brought a group of about 34, I think, roller coaster enthusiasts to Bartersville and joined us one night down there. And they all got their pictures and of course, rode the little roller coaster.
Sure.
So it's gotten quite a reputation out there.
There are the big wooden ones, or if many people like those. But, you know, this one, it will, for many youngsters, will be the roller coaster they remember, you know.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. The 70-year history, there's no way to estimate how many youngsters have gone through.
Oh, I wish there was some way that we could do a count, you know, sometimes. In fact, that's one of the questions that a lot of times I have people ask me, you know, how many do you think you see during the season? I said, I have no way of being able to tell you.
Yeah. But I'll bet it's pretty much like Lay's potato chips. You can't just make one visit.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's, you know, they keep coming back, you know, and that's a good thing too. I think that's what's wonderful about our little park is that the families, you know, they usually visit. That's maybe even three to half a dozen times, you know, during the season.
Well, I have no doubt there are stories of mom or dad, or sometimes both, may have grown up here, but they live numerous states away now.
Yeah.
But somewhere during the formative years for their youngsters, it's an important stop. Mom and dad get to connect with their roots and show the children what they enjoyed.
Yes, and that you're right. I mean, that's exactly what I think, you know, has been the legend of the kiddie park is that, you know, all the kids that's ever grown up here, if they have an opportunity to come visit family, the first place they usually bring their grandkids to is the kiddie park.
Yeah.
So, hey, Charlie, I got to tell you a little funny story.
It happened
Saturday. I was sitting in the booth, you know, and this little girl about 4 or 5 years old stepped up to the ticket booth to buy some tickets. And all of a sudden, I just seen her kind of catch her breath. And the next thing she let out, she screamed and said, "Mama, they've got popcorn."
Of course they've got popcorn.
So, you know, it's funny how kids pick up on some things, you know, and I just busted out laughing when I heard that.
Yeah. Art Linkletter was right. Kids do say the darndest things, but we remember the darndest things, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's true. That's true.
So, again, you're going to be there for about 6 hours, 3 to 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Little bit of everything, and you got the oldies and goodies on hand.
Yeah, too. We got our good friends I met, you know, from Oldies and Goodies, bringing down some of the cruise machines. And then we've got Rockin' Rusty Ford and Crazy Marvin that's doing our disc jockey, playing the old tunes, you know, from the 50s and 60s. So
they go,
we're
right
going to be a rocking and a rolling.
All right. Goes right with those rides.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's true.
Just as a organization, and you mentioned some of the new things that are on the drawing board or previews of coming attractions, but just doing the maintenance work. You mentioned the carousel, and it was a search to come up with the right bearing for that and everything else.
Oh,
parts are not available for those rides anymore.
Oh, that is so true. I mean, you know, and of course over the years, you know, we've had that happen. Mm-hmm. You know, and but with some local business people, we've managed to find, you know, the machine shops and around, you know, welders. I mean, you know, that's the thing I think is such a part of it that a lot of people don't realize is that we have a lot of fellas that pitch in and volunteer, and they do a lot for the park.
Mm-hmm.
And just here recently, we had one of the wheels from the train car that collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
And we made a couple of calls, and later on that afternoon we had it all ready and had it back on and had it up and going. So it's you know, a really true blessing that we have such a reputation with people here in Bartersville that if a call goes out, they're going to be there to help us.
Yeah. I know we're having some fun on the stations with some trivia questions and giving away a few tickets. So we'll be doing that here again on K1 probably tomorrow morning. We may try it during an hour. We'll see how time permits. But it's just one of those fun things and happy days. I can think of all kinds of reasons why you chose it, but what's the official reason you chose Happy Days?
Well, you know, you're always kind of wondering, you know, about what the one thing is that the part, you know, does, and it's happiness, mm-hmm. you know, the laughter mm-hmm. and the fun that the children have. And I think it was real appropriate, I mean, you know, to pick that.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm hoping that this is something that we'll do maybe each summer, is have a Happy Days event and call attention to people, you know, about the importance of spending time with their children and having fun.
How did the phrase "the last train ride is always free"?
You know, I've been trying to figure that out for a long time. I think it's just that, you know, they just from the very get-go, I meant from 1947 when they had the original train, mm-hmm. you know, down at Frank Phillips in Santa Fe. That was just kind of a signature thing that they just started, I meant, and it stuck. And it's been a really good slogan for the park.
I didn't know if maybe somewhere in history there was an age or size limit, and they just said, okay, you know, you're oversized, and we can't service you anymore, but you can, the train will still take you one time.
Oh,
I didn't
yeah.
know, you know,
oh,
yeah. how things, you know, somebody mm-hmm. said it once and it stuck, like you said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is going to be fun. We need to invite people out there and just to say, you're going to have a great time. Go enjoy it.
Yeah. I think they're going to have a good time.
All
yeah.
right.
I hope the weather cooperates. If it doesn't, you know, then we might just try to see if we can maybe move it to the following, you know, weekend. Mm-hmm. But we're keeping our fingers crossed, because we got a special cake and many cupcakes. It's been produced for us with Cup and Cakes.
Okay.
Down there on Keeler. And of course, if you've had a chance to put your mouth on one of those, it's pretty good stuff.
Can't have just one of those either.
Yeah. Yeah, at our age, we kind of have to be careful sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. I'll take half of this one and half of that
one. Right. Some,
yeah. Well, Ron, thank you very much for coming in. And thank you for your work to maintain the kiddie park.
Thank you, Charlie.
Yeah,
it's a joy.
It really has to be. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's a Community Connection this morning with Ron Adams on 1400 K1.
This is One-on-One with a Professional on AM 1400.